Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern that you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code BROS. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplements that you can only get high on. We're done with that, all right? Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for, whether that's the Mind Magic gummies for deep work and creativity, or the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, but Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get to that perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the promo code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a CardoMax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Matson, CardoMax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
What is up? Welcome to the program. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Holloway on this Happy Monday.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's happy about it?
We're talking about Jesus.
Mm. Well, here we were talking about questions because you guys mentioned that there's some new. There's going to be some new. Is it a movie or a series?
What?
The Star Wars show.
Oh, yeah, it's a series on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Called Kenobi. It's Ewan McGregor reprising his prequel role,
and Hayden Christensen reprising his as well as Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
So it's going to, I suppose the theme is going to be what exactly? Because Hayden Christensen is quite a bit older now than he was when he played teen Skywalker.
Well, no, he's going to be Darth Vader. This is Kenobi chilling on Tatooine.
Oh, I see. So this is more about Luke's uncle, aunt and uncle and all that bullshit. Yeah. I assume that Luke Skywalker is going to be involved in some way.
Probably. So this is more like...
What the fuck was Ben Kenobi doing in the fucking desert for 40 years?
Just
.com.
Pounding off.
Yeah. I guess that's the thing. So we wondered about some other mythical tales, I suppose. I think the most common one is probably what the fuck happened between when Jesus showed up to the Pharisees to learn. Right.
Right. And what, like his mid-20s?
No.
Early 30s?
11 years old, I think. Like, he was young.
And oh, okay.
Then you don't hear about anything again until... It's like 11 or 12, and you don't hear about anything again until he's 30, right?
Okay,
and then there's a three-year period where the New Testament exists, or at least the Gospels, and then after, right?
Right.
Because he died about 3 years after that. So a lot of people wonder about that. What the hell's...
What was teen and 20-something Jesus
doing? Yeah, tween Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? Was he doing TikTok videos and shit?
Yeah.
Can you imagine Jesus doing TikTok videos?
I mean, yes. If he wants to get his word out now, that's where he's...
That's the only way you can do it, yeah.
That's where he's doing it. Until the Chinese pull it.
Ross hasn't evolved into a sentient being. No, not yet.
Well, the Chinese don't even use TikTok. They have their own version of it.
Yeah.
And they've been doing a hardcore job recently of censoring the internet for all the children under 10 years old. Basically, they don't even get shown any of the stuff from the regular app, like the Chinese version of TikTok. I forget the name of it right now. They get shown like science experiments and like DIT things you can do at home. And they're also like limiting their internet and video game access. Fortnite actually just pulled out of China altogether, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I heard they were limiting the video game access. And
it said, so weekends, during a certain time on weekends.
Right, so they're basically just being like a strict parent. Like, you know, that's like, that's rotting your brain. Like, you can't do that on weeknights. You have to do homework.
Exactly, and then you have to like basically sign up for what hours you want to play video games on for the weekend earlier in the week.
Word. I mean, look, it's... Yes, authoritarianism is a lot easier, right? You can get a predictable outcome if you control everyone's every possible decision.
Yeah.
That isn't the kind of life that any of us have agreed to live by, right? That's how the vast majority of human history has been.
Well, I don't think any of them really... Well, a certain amount of them probably didn't agree to live by it either.
No, certainly not.
Like, fuck. It's kind of like if we're talking like Disney and whatever, it's like Loki in the Avengers when he's like, is this not simpler?
Yeah. But it is, right? I mean, it's laziness, I guess, and it's an unwillingness to deal with the ramifications of freedom. For example, in the gun debate, it is true that having a gun present in a situation makes it more dangerous. There's no question about that. But dangerous for whom, right?
Yeah.
Like, if the gun owner is responsible, it's more dangerous for the person that's trying to attack them,
right,
which is a reasonable thing for it to be. And if a gun owner is not responsible, then it's more dangerous for probably everyone.
Right.
But the fact is that that's a minority of cases. Very few cases where guns are legally owned are they used in commissions of crimes like that. And also, without that right, the Second Amendment, I don't know how we got there within the first 5 minutes of the show.
I think, Jesus and the Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah. If he had guns,
yeah,
we'd be having a whole different conversation right here.
Right.
But without the Second Amendment, then we are more prone to abuse by not just our neighbors, but by our government, which is a problem. As Chappelle likes to say, the Second Amendment's there so that in case the first one doesn't work out.
Yeah. Karl Marx has a pretty famous quote about guns, too.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like, I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, under no circumstance should the... proletariat be disarmed, unarmed, essentially, or whatever. Yeah. Like, they hold on to your guns at all costs.
Yeah. Well, he may have should have taken that advice because it didn't work out for him. But yeah, anyways, it is super fascinating to think about what may have transpired, between the ages of whatever it is, 11 to 13 time, whenever. I mean, if you think about ancient Jewish custom and even modern Jewish custom, 13 would be the point where you become a man. And then you
bar mitzvah time.
Yeah, you go off and become what you start training to become whatever. It's not like they went to fucking high school.
Right.
You know what I mean? In the first century. So, you know, you would go off and begin your apprenticeship with whatever the fuck. I don't think.
When did they flee to Egypt in the story?
Flee to Egypt?
Yeah.
Was that when
Herod had the hit out on? Was that earlier?
Yeah, that was when she was still pregnant, right?
No, she gave birth to him in Palestine.
Yeah, but she was pregnant when they fled. Or no, that was right after he was born.
They had to get that, and then they came back at 11.
Yeah,
and then it just kind of disappears.
Well, there's no proof that any of this ever happened, first of all. But yeah, the story goes that he came back sometime in the tween period.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what Joseph did. I don't know if the Bible ever says.
Just
like what his job was.
He's a carpenter.
Was he?
No. Yeah. No, that's a bad translation, actually.
No. You will not change my definition of what Joseph was.
He was more just like a shitty day laborer, like
a woodworker.
Unskilled day laborer. It's like a weird translation.
Tecton. Tekton, which traditionally has meant carpenter, and it is assumed that Joseph taught his craft to Jesus. So basically, that's how it should have gone. He would have been learning from Joseph.
Yeah.
His stepdad. Mm-hmm. And that's the crux of this entire episode, by the way. We'll get back to that. We're just going to deliver some of the facts first. So he would have been learning that, but Jesus started to randomly approach the temple and have discussions with Pharisees, and they animated that he was wise beyond his years. And then all of a sudden, nothing for 27 years, basically.
Yeah.
Not 17 years, excuse me.
Yeah.
Then he's 30 all of a sudden. But awkward, teenage, acne-ridden, pounding off in the fucking back room of his house, Jesus, is what I'm concerned about and interested in. And I think that would be really important if the point of the whole Jesus story is to teach people about struggle, how to overcome it, how to maintain your dignity and faith throughout, and be a good person regardless, and hold people accountable both in a kind way and in a fucking sometimes violent way. Why not show the part where he really went through it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where he had no authority anywhere, where he wasn't respected or known, where he was just some fucking asshole teenager with a stepdad trying to tell him what to do all the time.
Yeah, probably telling his stepdad to fuck off. You got to think at least once he said whatever, like the, like, fuck you, bitch, in Aramaic was to his mom.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I'm not doing that shit.
You've got to imagine that if the Muslims had the opportunity to go back and erase the part of history where Muhammad was illiterate, and right, then married a 7-year-old, probably would have erased that part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unfortunately, it got out. So, you know.
I'm just tired of canceling people for stuff they did when it was chill.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if marrying 7-year-olds was ever really chill.
Do you think Jesus had hoes?
He had at least one.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Mags.
Yeah.
But that was after, like, that was documented.
You got to think Jesus was effing around a little bit.
I think it's unlikely that he never fucking got his wiener wet.
Yeah.
Right? That seems unlikely to me. But
what
who knows?
What if, you know, like, he walked on water, like, just nothing on him could get wet? Like, he tried. Tried to throw it in.
He tried to soak, but it wouldn't even make contact with the wall. I mean, right. Technically, if you watch that episode of Sports Science with our friend John Briggs, you'll know that two solid objects actually never do make contact with one another at the quantum level.
Right.
It just never happens. So, or even at the molecular level. So there is this weird story from Nicholas Natovich, who was a Russian war correspondent in the late 19th century, right?
Late 19th century?
1887 is when he wrote this this piece about, it's called Life of Saint Isa, Best of the Sons of Men. And Isa is the Arabic word for Jesus.
Okay.
So his story, which in English translates to Life of Saint Isa, basically, is published in a French magazine in 1894, and it was part of a book called The Unknown Life of Jesus Christ. According to the scrolls, Jesus abandoned Jerusalem at age 13 and set out towards Sindh, intending to improve and perfect himself and the divine understanding and studying of the great laws, the laws of the great Buddha. Sindh is a province in Pakistan, by the way.
I've heard this before. Yeah, he went and, like, studied Buddhism for X amount of years in, like, Pakistan and India or so. The temple's still there. Or the temple, like, some temple claiming he went there is, like, still there, right, and they interviewed the people.
And these types of writings were written to It's the same as a politician saying, I talked to some skateboarding kid the other day.
Right.
You're just trying to make you're trying to package your entire ideology in a way that makes sense for other people. Right.
Yeah.
Like he's just like you. He did the same thing that you did. I mean, you can believe in Buddhism and still believe in Jesus.
Actually, Scientologists tell you that.
Oh yeah.
Like I did a Scientologist when I was a kid. There's a Scientologist temple, like, within walking distance of my house. And me and my friends went there twice to, like, take the personality test and see how fucking creepy they all were. And they were like, the thing is, like, you can be a Christian and be a Scientologist. And then they show you this video, like, within 20 minutes of telling you that.
Mm.
And they're like, the truth, they're just like the end of the video is essentially, like, Now that you know this, the truth is, you can accept Scientology or live in eternity, an eternity in like crushing darkness or whatever. Right. And I was like, so the Christianity part is not too useful?
Doesn't really come into play there, right?
Right.
I mean, the entire point of Christianity is called soteriology, right? And it is, in Latin, the study of the doctrine of salvation. How do you get from original sin to heaven? That's all what Christianity is. That's why Christianity and Catholicism differ so much, because they have different solutions for that problem. For standard Protestant Christianity, it is the priesthood, which is still owned by Jesus. So you pray to Jesus, he absolves you of your sins, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Right? And you get into heaven. In Catholicism, the priesthood was transferred from Aaron, Moses' brother, to Melchizedek, to Jesus, and then to Peter, and then every pope on, and the pope fucking has a trickle-down effect on all the priests, I guess, so they can forgive yourself. Although it's based on I think it's in Corinthians, a statement made by Paul that says you can, like, everybody's an intercessor for their brother or whatever the fuck. I don't remember exactly how it goes. But anyways, that's the whole point of it. So when Scientology comes in and rips that part out, that's like you fucked it up, bro. It's like calling impossible meat a hamburger. No,
right.
It is not.
Yeah.
There's no burger involved. Anyways, there's other fucking records of this notion of Jesus cruising around India, Tibet, and Persia to learn more. Levi Dowling was another one. The Akashic Records. That's a pretty interesting read if you're into that sort of thing. And just to address, and then there's Nicholas Rorick as well, and the Latika in India. But there's to address some of these things, the Mormons also think that Jesus came here after, like in the thousands, AD,
the Garden
or something
of Eden
like that.
Is Jackson County, Missouri.
Yeah. Anybody that's been to Jackson County knows that that is not the case.
It's not even close,
right?
To the case.
There's no real evidence for any of that Mormon claims or the Scientology stuff that's recent. And I suppose maybe you're applying an inverse recency bias by believing something more because it happened longer ago. That's no evidence that it actually existed. But if you consider the type of things that happened back then, if there was a child in a preeminent family, and let's be real, the people that ran the Israeli culture back then were in lockstep with the Romans, who were the dominant culture on earth at the time. So the people who were
it was just a protectorate at that point.
Correct. Yeah. The people that were in, the people that were the ruling class, for lack of a better phrase, and I'm not saying Jesus was part of that. I'm just saying, bear with me. I'm building something here.
Jesus did rule though.
Yeah. Big time. He was a really good skateboarder, better than the kid that tried to kill Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
If he had just stuck to skateboarding, still would be alive. Anyways, I saw a funny meme, and I thought it was this close to being a great meme. At the top, it was Avril Lavigne. It says he was a skater boy, and at the bottom, it's Kyle Rittenhouse, and it said was. But what it should have said, it would have been Kyle Rittenhouse, and it would have said, I said, see you later, boy.
Right.
Right? That would have been, what the fuck was wrong with you people? Get the fucking memes right.
You gotta get some other eyes on that sometimes.
That was a real easy layup there, Dan.
And they fucking bricked it.
Yeah.
They fucking Westbrooked it.
Missed the dunk.
Yeah.
Missed the dunk. Can we stop referring to him as a skater, by the way? I feel like that's like kind of detrimental to all skaters out there.
Look, and I'll tell you why in a moment. As a matter of fact, I've got a new quote that explains exactly why. We'll get to that in a minute.
Is it that you're not a real skater if you can't land a kickflip?
No. I don't want to opine necessarily about the skater community because I don't care. The quote is, the reality of this revenge culture we're in, where people want to visit harm on people for their mistakes, for the mistakes of their ancestors who are in relation to modern power structures, or who they are in relation to modern power structures, is really simple. Those seeking revenge know if they accept the fact that all of us are victims in some way or another, and that people aren't represented by or responsible for the shitty behavior of others, whether they're in their group or not, they have to move on and take responsibility for their own choices and outcomes. It's weakness, cowardice, and a self-fulfilling prophecy that would see them forever venerated as a victim. That is the reality of that situation. They don't want solutions. Anyways, Jesus, part of a ruling class, maybe, maybe not. But if he was, or even somehow was seen as useful to the ruling class, because there's no born in the purple and Jewish culture. We're Jews. We are the purple.
Right.
And everybody else are Gentiles, and they're not. That's how they thought anyways. So if you were a young Jewish man of promise, you would be seen in their culture as maybe a step above born in the purple. And in that period of time, it would not be crazy to think of a 12 or 13 year old being sent off into the world to learn culture, other cultures. That was very common back then.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you were a
like a study abroad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what do you think? Augustus Caesar, before he was Augustus Caesar, what did he do when he was a teenager? Like he hung out with nobility. He fucking went north to Gaul and built his own legions when he was like 14 years old. You know what I mean? Like that was pretty common.
I just only pictured the kid from Rome.
Yeah.
Banging his sister, among other things.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty hot. I'm not gonna lie. but yeah, those, the stories where Jesus was cruising around in different areas that were nearby him to learn from other fucking thought leaders seems like a probable answer. Because let's think about it from a reasonable person's point of view. And we're talking about this as though the record as it is in the New Testament is actually real and not just nonsense scribbled down 40 years after the man died, right? Because that's, anyways, let's just say it's real. If your buddy, who's been, I don't know, a carpenter for the last 25 years,
yeah,
right, from a line of carpenters, all of a sudden starts talking about the nature of the universe, you're going to be like, slow down, Rick. What the fuck qualifies you to tell me what to think? You know what I mean? That's how most people would react to that situation. And it doesn't appear to be the way anybody reacted. And I don't say that because of the adoration he got. I see it because of the fucking anger that he received.
Yeah.
People don't get that angry unless you're hitting hot buttons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people were, at least from what records we can find about the first century, not huge fans of Jesus. Some people were, most people were not.
Yeah.
Not until like the fucking middle of the second century on.
Well, so
they started getting a big following right around 130, 140 AD, right?
From my understanding of that time, he was like, there were like a million fucking essentially like apocalyptic prophet type people trying to get a footing.
It was the cause du jour, right? It was like everybody, any new quote unquote prophet would have been talking about the end of the world.
Right.
That was just their thing for whatever reason back then. Maybe because of Vesuvius, right? Was relatively recent.
I think it's just the arrogance of human beings always being like, we're gonna be the last generation, man. Yeah. It's us. I can't imagine it being someone else. But It wouldn't surprise me if it was like that way and he was just another like hobo apocalyptic preacher, but he accidentally got famous and people were like, no. Well,
that supports the fucking TikTok theory then,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't mean that literally that he was on TikTok. Obviously, that's not the case. But Jesus did something different that made people remember him more than somebody else.
Yeah. Well, and got popular enough that people had to pay attention.
Right.
And they were pissed. They're like, dude, it's like someone now, like some crazy person getting way too popular for no reason. And you get angry that you have to start addressing that person. There's like a million other people that talk like him. Like some, just like a crazy liberal person.
Pretty much every politician that exists.
Right.
People ask me all the time, what do you think about this thing? I'm like, I don't think about that thing at all because that person's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I'm forced to, obviously. That's a good theory.
That would be because like what's the main complaint now about like liberals is they're all like it's all these like Tumblr liberals, like a lot of this like crazy stuff started circulating on Tumblr like 10 years ago and then just got like more and more popular
because you weren't allowed to say that they were wrong or have any criticism of them because of their hair color or any other thing that identified them, which I think is kind of where it stems from.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's just what it is. You don't have to pay attention to it because it's like, oh, they're crazy, it's fine. Or like it's just college kids. And then, like, someone gets bigger and grows out of it, and then you're like, God fucking damn it. Now I have to pay attention to this.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could see that. I don't know what else to say about the claims made about what may have happened between those ages, right? I mean, it seems unlikely. So Jesus was noted as saying you can never be a prophet in your own town, right? Or never be respected, I guess, as a prophet in your own town, because right. people know who you are.
Right.
And I don't know if he meant it that way. Like, these people have been watching me bartend for the last 25 years. They're not going to all of a sudden sign up for my crypto. You know right. what I mean? Like, fucking Rickcoin. Come get it, man. Hell yeah.
That's a pretty astute observation, to be quite honest.
It is, yeah. And it does make you wonder what happened in those years. And I think it was a mistake.
To leave it out?
Yeah, I think it was, because in my opinion, I believe that the early stories about Jesus were less about the deity nonsense and more about here is, I mean, you can come at this from a number of different angles, but they tried to put, this is why Jesus spoke in parables too, by the way, right? A parable is not meant to be a very specific example of what one might do in this very specific situation. It's an example of what one person might do in a similar situation, and you can try to adapt your line of thinking to what would a good person do in this situation. And here's some examples, right? That's basically what the story of Jesus is supposed to be. So why not show that early part? That's weird to me. And it upsets me because I'm very interested as a student of history. I'm very interested in what may have taken place right. in that time period.
You need the cutscenes.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to press X and skip,
right.
Then I'll do it.
We at least need a montage. You know?
Yes.
with some 80s music mm-hmm. behind yeah. it. Yeah. That
we just see him, instead of like working out, though, he's just getting holier and holier. It's still the rock music. Like, it's still like, da-na-na-na-na. Like, but yeah.
And he's probably still punching sides of beef.
Yes.
You would think.
He's woodworking.
Well, actually, yes. would it be sides of pork?
No, because that's gross. Like, I don't even know if they're allowed to touch pork.
I would say, but is he like punishing the pork? I don't know.
Well, punishing the pork is what we're talking about.
That's true.
Jesus probably masturbated the entire time between 12 and 29.
Yeah.
Which is what I call punishing the pork.
Do you think when he was, and maybe this was cut from the Bible too, when he was in the desert and Satan kept showing up to fuck with him, he just like whipped it out and started jacking off to show Satan that he really wasn't interested in what he had to sell?
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe Jesus was the first person to be able to pound off without watching porn or thinking about pornographic shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the example of being holy. I understand that your body has certain needs, and by the way, the more you ejaculate, the higher your testosterone, the happier you're going to be.
Yeah.
You got to think that comes into play.
Did he jerk off to God? Like, his just, like,
I don't think he jerked off to anyone. He just, like, jerked off.
He was able to just do it, clear his mind and go.
I mean, if he studied Buddhism, Zen is what you're trying to get to, right? You want to be able to come by thinking about nothing.
Right.
Well, he would Patrick Bateman himself in the mirror.
Maybe, right? But that you got to think that Jesus wouldn't have been down with the ego part of that.
Mm.
Right, I mean, maybe if he's reflecting on God's creation, like, yeah, this is pretty tight. Good job, Dad.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Yeah,
this is all. That's my strategy for a ghost. By the way,
I didn't mean all this to be sacrilegious. By the way, I'm genuinely interested in this fucking topic. So,
good guy to have at the party.
It's what you got? PhD? Not PhD, master's in.
Not a mat. No, my master's is in international border security.
Okay,
I have an undergrad in comparative religion, but so both in Mark and Matthew, right? And there are these three theories about something called a Q document, which was a general list of facts, for lack of a better phrase, about the Jesus mythology mm-hmm. that the writers of the four gospels borrowed from, because there's a lot of similarities with minor tweaks here and there.
Well, John's like the most off the rails one of the other three gospels in terms of
towards the end, yeah, and then some of the predictions, because John wrote John, Revelation, and the first, second, third John while he was on an island called Patmos that was inhabited by psychedelic mushrooms,
right,
and a lot of people think that the revelatory nonsense came from him just being shit faced the whole time,
which is fine.
And it's not only is it fine, but that is how native culture has done their rituals,
right?
It's every in Egyptians, every culture since the beginning of recorded history has used psychedelic drugs to prophesize. It's not something that Christians should be ashamed of when they hear that, by the way. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, that is very common amongst all religions forever.
Dan, when was this Q list or like Q document originally like created? And was that presented at the Council of Nicene for the, what was included in the Deuterocanon?
I don't know if it would, when was it presented? I mean, I don't think it was even hypothesized until the like 20th century, to be honest.
Okay, so maybe they had no idea 19. Of this, because a lot of those Gospels were left out, and I was wondering, do any of the writers of the Gospels ever have interaction with each other?
Well, allegedly, they would have known each other. Luke would have been the one that didn't know anybody, probably, right? Because he was Greek mm-hmm. and didn't live there. Paul came after. He was a Pharisee, mm-hmm. right? First name Saul.
Was John the apostle or no?
Yes.
Okay, so John actually knew Jesus.
John and Matthew. So Matthew was a tax collector. He became one of the apostles. John was a fucking...
was at the foot of the cross.
Yeah, he became an apostle. Mark was also an apostle. So those three would have presumably known one another. But Luke would not have known any of them. And Paul, who wrote the majority of the New Testament, 14 books, I believe, didn't know any of those guys.
Okay. And then so, and I also heard this theory that a lot of, if you had the same name as someone, you would continue on their writing. Like not necessarily, it wasn't just one man named John. It was a couple guys
right,
named
so
John.
Here's a good thought experiment. The first five books of the Bible were written by Moses, right? But at the end of the fifth book is an account and a detailed account of how Moses died and didn't make it into the quote unquote promised land of Canaan. So who the fuck wrote that? Joshua or Caleb probably wrote it, right? Because they were the two leaders of the tribe at that point. Maybe Aaron, his surviving brother. I don't know, but
and he did, certainly didn't he not him. Make it because he just like pissed God off a little bit?
That's the story, right? But chances are he got dysentery like Oregon Trail and died and they had to make up some fucking venerable reason.
No, he doubted him.
Yeah, it was like 38
maybe.
38 years into the wandering, and he's like, I don't fucking know, man. Yeah.
By the way, if you look on a map of the territory they wandered for 40 years, it doesn't speak well of Moses' fucking sense of direction.
Yeah,
he was like...
there wasn't a whole lot of space they were cruising around.
Moses, just going in circles on the Sinai Peninsula or something. Like, it's not great.
No, right. No, he's like, Moses, there's water in that rock. And Moses was like, I don't think there's water in that rock. And he's like, ah, you ain't getting into paradise, bitch.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it went, yeah.
Yeah.
God calls people bitch a lot.
That's
you would think.
Real quick, let's get into some ads before we keep talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who Dan did admit off-air once is 100% real and that the Bible should be taken literally. He just, for on-air purposes, gets a little more, coy about it. Anyway, though, we have some ads starting with something I thank Jesus for every day. Ghostbed. Ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. You go to that website and you will buy the best mattresses in the world. They are incredible. You will not find a better mattress anywhere else, certainly not in some dinky strip mall. So go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros and buy one of these mattresses. And when you do buy them, you'll get a whole lot of money knocked off of that purchase because right now Ghostbed is running two incredible deals. Here's what they are. I'm going to tell you about them in order of the size of the deals. Both are very big, though. The first one they're running is a bundle deal. What you do there, it's pretty simple. You take their adjustable base and one of their four mattresses, and then you build your cart from there, whatever else you want, pillows, sheets, mattress topper, if you want it for that mattress or another mattress that you have. You can add on more mattresses, if you just want to replace a couple in your house, or maybe you move to a bigger house, or a kid grew out of a, whatever, needs a bigger mattress, whatever. You can throw anything you want in there, it just has to start with a mattress and an adjustable base, and if you do that at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, you get 40% off of your order, off of your entire order, 40% off. It is a massive deal. However, if you don't quite need what the bundle offers, like in the base part of it or whatever, that's fine too. You can still shop a la carte and get 30% off of everything at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. When you go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros and you use the promo code Drinking Bros, that'll get you 30% off your entire order, whether you just need like literally one pillow or you want to buy like a couple mattresses and sheets and pillows and mattress toppers and all that crap. But you just don't, maybe you don't need a bed frame or something like that. Or you want an adjustable base, you don't need a mattress, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. A la carte, whatever. The code Drinking Bros will get you 30% off your entire order. And look, these mattresses, all their products have like cooling technology. The pillows you can get like extra stuffing for, like depending on how you like your pillow to feel. It's just really, I don't know. It's just the best mattress company, bedding company in America. Like it really is impressive what they do. Most of the people here sleep on one, and would never go back. We have a bed in the studio. It's comfortable as hell. Highly recommend you do this. They're made in America. They have a 20-year warranty. You can try it 101 nights for free. And then also, you can finance the mattresses too. You don't need to pay it all up front. It's like $35 a month, zero down, 0% financing. And you don't need great credit to get one. So again, I cannot recommend Ghostbed enough. Ghostbed.com/Drinking Bros. These things are legit. And speaking of legit, we also have another product that I love. I have their headphones in my backpack right now. Talking about Raycon. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can say big on a gift that people use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. And I do use these every day. They are so goddamn good. I got them a couple months ago and I'm obsessed. I use them all the time, obviously for working, when I gotta like write something or get a rundown ready for the college basketball show or softcore history, something like that. Pop in the wireless earbuds and, you know, just listen to music. They're great for, you know, workouts. I wear them a lot when I'm doing like yard work and stuff like that. They're like Bluetooth. They hold a charge for a really long time. One thing that people don't like about wireless headphones, or something prospectively that they might be afraid of, is that, oh, you got to recharge them all the time. These Raycon ones last forever, man. I think I charge them like maybe once a week or every 2 weeks. Like it's not a lot. You can start listening right away, keep listening for hours. The audio quality is incredible, comparable to what you get from the other premium brands, except Raycon literally starts at like half the price. These things are super like affordable. Like they're not cheap, but they are a good price. Like it's high quality, low price. It's perfect. The everyday earbuds come in three new sound profiles just to make sure you're listening to that your sound is as good as it can be with just the right amount of bass. There's pure mode. That's like podcast listening, blues, instrumental. Balance mode is more for like rock, heavy metal, also podcast listening. And then bass mode, you know, hip hop, EDM. When you need that fucking bass to drop, man, that's you go into bass mode. Raycon offers like 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, but I swear to God, it feels like that's what they're saying, so I'll tell you that. And maybe that's accurate. It feels like forever. It feels like I feel like I never have to recharge or charge. And like the charging unit holds a charge for a long time too. I've found it to be really convenient and not at all annoying. Like it's like, fuck, I have to charge it again. If those are the numbers, those are the numbers. But it really, they are awesome. You don't have to charge them very often. There's also a built-in mic so you can take calls with the press of a button on your earbuds or whatever. So this holiday season, get something, you know, that your friends, family, whomever can use for calls or music or work or play at home on the go, or pick yourself up a pair. They're not, they're not expensive. So you're going to use them every day. You might as well go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today to unlock exclusive deals, up to 20% off your Raycon order. But you got to hurry. The offer is only available for a limited time and you don't want to miss it. These earbuds are awesome. That's buyraycon.com/drinkingbros to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. I cannot recommend these things enough.
Anyways, back to what I was saying before, there's two accounts in both Matthew and Mark that refer to Jesus as, isn't that the carpenter's son?
Yeah.
Or isn't that the carpenter? I don't know if each one of them refers to him as a son. I think Matthew refers to him as a son, Mark doesn't, or vice versa, one of the two. But there is some presumption then that people knew him as a carpenter based on that writing. So that kind of drills some holes in the theory that he was part of the aristocracy in Jerusalem and thus sent out to learn different shit, right?
Right.
I mean, you're trying to piece this stuff together based on 2,000-year-old writings from a litany of different sources, some of unknown credulity, by the way. We have no idea. And also, you have to assume that everyone that wrote anything had some kind of motivation. And things that survived the 4th century in Rome, definitely there was a motivation to that. Like, we find other stuff elsewhere here and there, like the Dead Sea Scrolls and stuff like that. And there are, we found some missing things, like books from the Maccabean period that didn't make it into the canon and stuff like that. But there aren't huge differences in what we found in the Dead Sea Scrolls and what we see now as the modern Old Testament. I mean, there's stuff that was missing. There's incomplete stuff, but there isn't a lot. It's not like we found the Dead Sea Scrolls and unrolled one of them and it's Job and it's like, actually, none of that shit ever happened. Like, that's just not how it went.
There's no, right? Teen Jesus scroll. Right.
By the way, Job, I believe, is the oldest book in the Bible. if I'm not mistaken.
There weren't some of those teen Jesus stories in those gospels that got thrown out? I feel like there were, and some was he was kind of vindictive.
There are some mentions of it, but none that have been verified as real. Although you brought up one before the show, Mark 11, 12 through 25, I think.
No, that was, this is in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't teen Jesus, though. This is like...
It's like Mark 11, 12.
Mark 11, 12 through 25.
Yeah, and it talks about how Jesus...
this sounds like a teenager.
He was trying to eat some figs, and the fig tree wasn't doing its job, so he fucked it up, smited figs forever or some shit.
Yeah, so...
I mean, that seems kind of fucking...
Such a funny story. Like, he walked up, and the fig tree is like... It's like there's leaves or whatever, but like it's not providing figs, and he was like, fuck you. You're not giving me any figs, so now you're never giving anyone figs again. Presumably, then said bitch. And
yeah, he definitely said bitch.
Yeah,
and that's then, how that's how you end that statement.
Mm-hmm. And then they walked by the tree the next day, and it had withered and died.
Is that kind of like a marriage after one person stops putting out?
Between the fig tree, one person dies.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's how a lot of spousal murder happens.
People keep asking about Ross in the chat here. He'll be back in like probably 2 weeks. I had to guess. He's doing physical therapy to make sure his lungs are strong enough to do a full hour-long show without making himself look like a bitch right now.
Yeah.
You know him. Ross is not going to come here until he's fucking fully healthy. So anyways, we'll move on. And don't pray for him because that's pointless.
I mean, play for his hair transplant that he's been getting the whole time.
Yeah, he's bald now, but all of his hair is on his back.
Yeah.
It's the same amount, too, so it doesn't even cover his whole
back.
Well,
and it's the same type. It's not pubes. It's like his straight hair on his head.
Yeah.
Just hanging off parts of his back.
Jesse has to comb it now.
Yeah. It's really fucked up.
He's getting that fucking medium fade on his back. Let's see. What was the other one I just read? YouTube removed dislike. That must be just for some people because I still see it.
Yeah.
So no, it's the dislike button is still there, but you no longer see a dislike number.
Why?
So the initial thought of it was because there was a lot of like hatred and dislike bombing from people who were going to target videos.
Yeah, well, that's true, but it only fucking that only works if they also removed it from the algorithm,
which they didn't do. So like the people who are in promote. People who are in promotion of it are saying that the dislike was good. So like if you would have like a fake video with like a catchy thumbnail and a title that really didn't happen, or like a fake movie trailer with old footage cut together, you'd be able to recognize that very quickly from the bunch of downvotes. You're like, oh, this is a disproportionate number of downvotes. Yeah. I should skip this video.
Well, that's the point, right? Yeah, for sure.
I still see a number.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of people in the chat saying they see a number. So they must be doing it selectively the same way Instagram is right now.
Probably.
I guess a lot of the, I don't want to say bigger accounts, but some of them, yeah, I can, I'm looking
at. Well,
we
have almost 100,000 subscribers. That's a bigger account. So I haven't really looked at the back end of YouTube recently other than some analytics stuff, but I haven't seen an option to remove it either. Like on Instagram, I think some user accounts can remove the likes and dislike numbers and just have names like this person liked it or whatever the fuck, but I don't see it. I only see one dislike. You see two? What the hell? Oh.
Someone smashed the dislike button.
I think somebody's doing a test right now because it just went from 100 likes to, they're fucking around with it now. You guys are idiots.
So on one video I was just on, there was just a thumbs down. Mm. I click over back to ours and the number comes back. So it is just selective accounts.
Interesting. Yeah, because I'm looking at it now. We have 105 and 4 the last time I refreshed. Michael Lemke says, they wandered the desert, they being the Jews. Excuse me, for 40 years to have the time to build an army of hard as hell dudes to come back and take the land that was colonized while they were slaves. If you're referring to Canaan, then yeah, technically I suppose they were just cruising around. There's that story of the warriors at the river, and instead of taking it, it's like almost it's kind of a parody, I guess, of the Spartan 300 Battle of Thermopylae story.
Yeah,
where they narrow down the forces to just the very best by watching to see what dudes do. If they keep their head up and their shield up while they're drinking water and their eyes on the horizon, and they pick them and stuff like that. It's all the same story over and over again.
Yeah.
In every fucking religion, right? But that that should tell you something. People get butthurt when you point that out sometimes. Like, well, fucking, what are you saying? It's all made up? Like, no, I'm saying that point must be salient. Otherwise, it wouldn't appear in every single goddamn writing. That's the ones that show up the most are the ones we should pay attention to. Like that one, for example, how to choose a warrior, or the golden rule, is in every single major religion that's ever existed, including native fucking, what do you call it? Wiccan religions.
Yeah.
All of that bullshit. Every one of them has some story about that.
The only problem with Wiccan is that it really branches off if you've seen The Witch, because like they also believe that if you smash a baby up good, you can youthify yourself.
Look, dude, in
the 16th century
AD in Mexico City, which is not very far from where we are right now, 85,000 people were sacrificed at that temple in Mexico City over the course of like 4 days, right? So
yeah.
It's not like that shit is...
Yeah.
From millions of years ago or some shit.
I can't believe all the people living around the Aztec Empire were so willing to turn against it immediately.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
That's crazy.
White man with horses shows up and they're like, oh my God, thank fucking Christ. at least it's somebody different, right. But unfortunately...
It didn't work out either.
He enslaved everybody and gave them all fucking AIDS or whatever the fuck, right? Jesus Christ.
But they were just like, we'll take anything else.
But that's the point of that Peterson makes all the time about how it isn't just non-white, non-men people that have been oppressed. Everyone has been oppressed by a very small minority of the population and by nature being a bitch.
Right.
For thousands of years, right? For millions of years, I guess, if you include nature. But just organized systems of government have always been, whether regardless of what their intentions were, have always been about propping up an aristocracy until the French Revolution, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now it's like, fucking, what are you going to do? They're still trying to apply this stuff from a million years ago to now. And you have to continuously shrink it. Like, okay, we fixed this problem. But what about this one? What about this one? Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Why don't you just take some fucking responsibility for your own place in the world?
I would prefer to sit here and complain that 2021 is the worst time to be alive in the history of Earth.
Can you imagine saying that? And believing it.
I know.
Holy shit, dude. I see these videos of people, these like college kids trying to debate Peterson or even some of the fucking knuckleheads that are out there doing, making the rounds. Just the way they feel about how life is right now is really bizarre to me.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre because I've been to Iraq, for example, where shit sucks for everybody except for like four people. And that's how it's been for almost all of human history.
Right. There's parts of that country that still look like Samaria.
Most of that country, actually. I'm not kidding.
Or
most
Sumer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Just shrug and laugh. Yeah. That's pretty fucking funny.
And the other thing that's really funny about this is imagine being Joseph. Right. I mean, this poor guy.
He's the world's most, he's history's most famous cuck.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's, first of all, your 14-year-old wife.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a carpenter, which I don't know how, I don't know where on the fucking societal rung that falls caste-wise, but it's probably not high.
Not right? Super high. I guess at least it's skilled.
It's skilled, yeah. You're not fucking shoveling shit.
Yeah.
But... You're a carpenter. You probably want more, although you're not supposed to covet. But you probably want more. You got your fucking pristine 14-year-old wife, which is, you know, every fucking first century man's dream.
Pretty much.
And then she comes in. How do you think that conversation went where she convinced him that God had fucking cream pie?
It was God.
Yeah.
And that she was still a virgin, technically.
An angel came in the window.
Right.
Now, is the window code for pussy? Because that's what happened. He came in her pussy.
I thought of a thing last night. Oh, I was watching it, this King of the Hill episode yesterday where, like, Luann becomes a virgin again. She gets, like, dunked in the river, gets, like, her secondary virginity. What if you just had a fetish for fucking virgins, but you thought it was unethical to, like, actually swipe V-cards for real? So you just, like, kept getting people to do that ceremony before you banged them.
That seems like a lot of work.
Right? I feel like the guy performing that ceremony has probably done that.
But that's what most cults are about, dudes just trying to bang pussy, right?
100%.
I mean, I don't know what cults exist that aren't about that. Mormonism for sure.
Yeah.
Like if you read all
of
them.
They put that on the label though.
Yeah. Most of the main tenets of Mormonism are basically like, hey, you can marry as many bitches as you want, man. We don't care.
You can have nine wives as long as three of them are men.
But then Brigham Young took it the he took it a step farther and said that you can't enter the celestial kingdom without multiple spirit wives. God needs you to have multiple wives so you can repopulate the planet that you inherit, bro. What are you fucking thinking?
I thought it was just no nerds in heaven.
That's well,
you gotta fuck.
That's not gonna. Well, yeah, maybe no nerds in that regard. Yeah. but anyways, I can't think of any other cults. Maybe Jim Jones. I mean, he was slinging dick, right?
You got to think so. I never hear, and maybe this is a teen Jesus situation where they hit where it hit the cutting room floor. It probably happened, but you never. I don't think I ever really hear about like L. Ron Hubbard going bananas on chicks that he was convincing he was going to take back to his starship.
No, I think L. Ron Hubbard. So there are these. You hear all these fucking weird anecdotes about, oh, I fucking did. I heard this guy did acid one time and thought he was a glass of orange juice saying, don't tip me over forever. Right. Like, no, that never happened. But some people did take a lot of acid and were already crazy and it made them fucking crazier.
Yeah.
It didn't make them crazier. It made them more comfortable with their own insanity.
Yeah.
They saw a bunch of other people acting like them, like, oh, this is normal.
Right.
Like, yeah, it is when you're on the drug. But you can't just live like that, motherfucker. Jesus Christ. You got to come back to reality every now and again. He never did. So I think maybe his was a little bit, but just bananas.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, with the Miscavige thing, that dude doesn't believe any of this shit.
Oh, no.
He's just making money and ruling an empire. It's a fiefdom for him.
Not even a good fiefdom anymore.
No, I mean, they own...
It's like shrinking.
Not money-wise.
No.
I guess money-wise, it is right now because of the real estate issues in Los Angeles. They own... there are these portions of the city in downtown L.A. where they own, like, 15 city blocks. Like... billions of dollars worth of real estate.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see if LA collapses and falls into the ocean, it won't be worth shit. But or maybe it will as a tourist destination.
Right. Look, Clearwater's a good backup.
That's where the real shit happens, actually. Clearwater's one of the worst places on earth for them.
Yeah.
I mean for that's modern slavery for sure.
What do you think is a funnier sad situation for a religion, that the Mormons think Kansas City is their Garden of Eden, or that Clearwater is Scientology's Vatican?
Yeah, I mean, probably probably Scientology, because Mormons are there mostly of their own accord.
Right.
I mean, the Scientology thing at Clearwater, those are slaves.
Yeah.
Like, people are brought there against their will and held there against their will until they can pay off debts and stuff. It's fucked up.
But American religions, it's just such, like, a fucking, like, Applebee's situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so cheap compared to old world religions. Like, yeah. Clearwater's your Vatican, and Lee's Summit, Missouri is...
I mean, but what do you get out of it, right? So it's like, at least... In Islam, you get 72 virgins.
Right.
Like Christianity, it's paradise forever. In Mormonism, you have to, like...
You get a planet.
Why would you want that? This life of fealty and responsibility you have to live to get a life of more fealty and responsibility.
Also, what's on the planet? Like, are you by yourself on the planet?
No, you're banging your spirit wives forever to make kids. We're all Jesus's spirit wives. Or no, Jehovah's spirit wives. Excuse me. Pardon.
It's too big of a too big of an area, too many resources. I wouldn't know what to do with all of it.
No, it seems like a big problem, right? Like, do you get super smart? Because right now I am 100% satisfied at the fact that I could never run an entire planet. Like, I don't think any there probably are some people that are delusional enough to believe that, but right. I'm not. So I don't know.
Yeah, are you starting from scratch on this planet? Like, this just seems like a whole ordeal.
Yeah, and if you inherit a planet that's already in progress, do you take some responsibility for how it was when you got there? Or can you, like Biden, blame everything on Trump?
Yeah, I take no responsibility for what the previous god did.
And to be honest, if there were a bunch of people on a planet that I controlled, I would never stop fucking with them, ever.
Would you, for example, toss a baby in some chick and then tell her to go tell her husband that God did it?
Probably, yeah. Probably do that.
Maybe not 14, but yeah.
I mean, look, once you're dead, I don't think there's any more laws. You can do whatever you want.
That's probably true.
Well, they used to, I mean, the fucking Vikings too did this with Odin. Odin would just kind of bounce around as from like village to village and just impregnate
people. Yeah.
Zeus did that too.
Yeah.
Zeus fucked all kinds.
Yeah, but at least Zeus's offspring were demigods.
That's true.
Like they.
Well, so is Jesus.
So yeah, Jesus is a demigod for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the
Well, kind of. It's confusing.
Were there,
he is God.
Were there Norse demigods? I don't know, because Thor is like a full god. Loki's a full god.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a good
question. I guess like Ragnar, technically.
Yeah, technically, that's true. Interesting.
Or just like any of their leaders are
That's more similar to demigods. Hercules, I feel like, right? Well, I guess Hercules was a demigod.
Hercules is a demigod. Yeah,
so I guess, yeah, they're mortal men who walk the earth with extraordinary godlike abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're X-Men, essentially.
So back to the whole point of this episode. I want to just briefly discuss what it might be like to be Cuck Joseph. And I've got a stepchild, so for me, it's not very difficult to handle that situation, but I've seen plenty of them where the stepchild just like, I mean, it's a trope. You're not my real dad, right?
Yeah.
It's one thing to say that and have another dad that's a human somewhere.
Yeah.
But when real dad is God, it's like, all right, fuck, man. The fuck am I supposed to say to that? Like, you're just like, Jesus, clean up your fucking room. He's like, no. No. And he's like, you start doing this and electricity's coming out of his fingers. You're like, whoa, brother, come all on. Right. All right, I'll clean it. Joseph was like carpenting during the day.
Yeah.
I think is the word. Carpenting? I don't know.
Do you think he designed something specifically for Jesus like they do in X-Men 4 Magneto? Like a jail cell?
Like the helmet? Yeah, with no metal in it? Yeah, maybe. I don't. But Jesus' superpower wasn't electromagnetism, I don't think.
Well, I guess you don't know how he killed that fig tree.
Well, technically, he would have controlled, if it's God, right?
Yeah.
He would have controlled all of the forces. There's four forces, right? Do you know what they are?
No.
Anybody. Can anybody name the four
gravity?
Forces?
Earth, wind, and fire?
God damn it. Where's my gun? No, that's not even close.
Gravity?
Gravity's one, yeah.
Time?
No.
No?
Yeah, what are the infinity stones?
Soul, yeah. Power.
No. There's electromagnetism.
Okay.
Right. We discovered sometime in the late 19th, early 20th century that electricity and magnetism are the same thing.
Right.
Which is dope. Which means you could technically harness the power of a spinning sphere like our Earth, technically. And then there's the weak and strong nuclear forces. That's it.
Fission and fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where fusion being the much more stronger and then fission being the weaker of the two?
Well, fission definitely creates a lot more energy. So fusion is like a nuclear
reactor,
bomb, right? Yeah.
Right.
But fission is the inside of a sun.
Right. We haven't split the atom yet, have we?
Yeah. Fucking atomic bomb is.
I would say ask the Japanese.
Yeah. Well, you can't really ask them anymore.
I thought that was fission. I thought the separating of it was fission.
It's fission, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. We have...
We've never made a fusion bomb. I don't even know what that would look like. I mean, it would look like the center of the sun, which is 15 million degrees.
Would it just keep going? Would it just not stop?
Not necessarily. I mean, it would cool at some point.
Right.
But from our perspective, it would not stop.
That's the most fucked up part about when they tested the nuclear bomb for the first time. And
yeah.
Oppenheimer was like, I don't know for sure that this explosion is going to stop.
Yeah, because there is it's catching the molecules in the air on fire.
Right.
Which is a problem. I mean, that's what fire is, though. Fire is burning like gas.
Yeah.
It's burning the fumes in the gas, not the gas itself. So
isn't that the entire plot to what Doc Ock is doing in Spider-Man?
I don't fucking know what he does.
No,
that's why he has the arms.
No, his Doc Ock is like Kyle's dad in South Park. He just wants to become an octopus.
No, he was a dolphin, right?
Yeah, well, Kyle's dad was a dolphin, yeah. But Doc Ock is of the same vein. He just wants to become an octopus.
That was great. And he made, weren't Kyle's knees made out of testicles and they just exploded or something like that?
They're made out of Mr. Garrison's leftover testicles.
Yeah, that was awesome. Fusion is the sun. So what happens is hydrogen atoms bang into each other really fast, so fast that they fuse together, right, and become helium atoms, and so on and so forth until they reach iron, at which point the weight inside, right, is heavier, or the amount of force it takes to fuse and push outward no longer can withstand the gravity pushing inward, and it goes like this and then blows up, and that's where most of the particles in your body come from explosions.
No, you said that wrong. That's stupid. You need to say it to me like I'm a special boy.
Oh, Jesus.
No, you need to tell me I'm made of stardust.
Star stuff, technically.
I'm made of
Carl Sagan said. But
I'm made of stars.
You are, yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, all of this, anything heavier than iron is made out of fucking explosions.
That's what my mom would tell me when I was crying after my dad came home drunk. You made of stars, baby.
Well, you're not.
Don't worry.
If everybody else is.
By the way, my dad doesn't come home drunk. That's a lot.
That's what I would tell. That's what I would tell you, child, you in that scenario.
What?
Like everybody else is made of stars, but not you. Because you're special.
You're like the Everybody Poops books.
Have you been watching the new season of Yellowstone yet?
Oh, yeah.
Rip, just every time he talks to that kid, is like, listen, kid, you're a piece of shit. you're going to die from a heroin overdose if you don't shut the fuck up and shovel this horse shit.
Well, that's a good segue into parenting, right?
Yeah.
So think about parenting as a fire you're putting out. And that way, you might be more aggressive against a more aggressive fire. And that kid certainly is a shit show.
Yeah.
So maybe that's appropriate to that.
By the way, there's a great line in Wyoming, in Yellowstone the other day that made me think of you. It was when Beth was like, that chick was like filming her in the store. And she was like, child abuse. And then she's like, I don't want any trouble after Beth was about to fuck her up. She was like, oh no, you crave trouble. What you don't want is resistance.
Yeah.
It's a good line.
Yeah, it was a good line, yeah. And she was exactly right. That's the Karens of the world.
Yeah.
They don't want... They feel the quote that I said earlier. Everyone should pay attention to this kind of shit. Everybody feels oppressed and wronged and victimized in some kind of way. It is what you do with that that makes the difference in your life. Whether you want to think about the people that we remember and honor versus the people that we are like, what a cunt. You know what I mean? It's like the difference between Martin Luther King Jr. and Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Most people, I think, have a distaste for that man now because they could see that he's more or less disingenuous. And most people, despite the many misgivings they might have about his personal life, seem to still revere Martin Luther King Jr. Right?
Yeah.
Because of how he attacked those very fundamental problems in life. I think it's a good lesson to learn. You are in control of your own destiny. Right?
Because I'm made of stars.
No, you are not made of stars.
God damn it.
You're made of bullshit. you're made of absolute bullshit. Is there any news yet? Charges to be filed against Daryl Brooks on Tuesday afternoon. All right, cool.
Again, the Wisconsin driver?
Yeah, we'll talk more about this guy tomorrow, I guess, when there's more information.
Yeah.
Ghislaine's going on trial?
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell's going on trial tomorrow. Five have died so far, 48 more are injured.
Wisconsin thing. I think we have the closing arguments of the Arbery case.
Yeah.
Those are live right now, yeah.
Yeah.
But
that means a verdict's probably like a week away, a couple days away.
Probably, yeah. I think that one's
with Thanksgiving. There's no way it's going to come before. Yeah.
No.
We got Condoleezza Rice on the Manning cast tonight.
On the what?
Condi. On the Peyton Eli
broadcast. Oh, I don't broadcast. Care. I don't care. I like the Manning brothers because they spend a lot of time making fun of themselves. They're very in on the joke.
Yeah.
So I, for that reason, enjoy them. Although I hate Eli Manning as a player because he's going to be a Hall of Famer despite 65% of his career being absolute dog shit. But that's how it goes. So good for him.
I mean, look, man, sometimes you just need a great transformative defensive line.
Yeah. So this guy, Daryl Brooks, he's going to be charged with first degree intentional homicide. Five counts of it.
And counting.
And then whatever... If anybody else in the hospital dies, it'll be charged as that, and then he'll get 48 counts of whatever else
they
decide to charge him with.
I feel like I haven't seen motive stuff yet. I've seen a little bit of Twitter bickering about it, but I haven't.
Well, who knows? What we do know is about a week ago, he ran over another woman in his same SUV and got released on $1,000 bail.
Ah.
After being a flight attempter, he'd already fled bond before and has had a... lifelong history of criminal activity. The most interesting thing is I saw the photos of the SUV, which just seemed to be parked at his house. It looks like he got away from all of it and just parked it with like the front and all the dents facing the street.
No, dude, he did that. There's also a fucking music video. I don't know if you haven't seen it. It's on my Instagram right now, and I posted a link to it. The man is a failed rapper or rapist. I don't know how you say it. He's a failed rapper, and the same vehicle that he used to run over all these people and that woman last week he used in the rap video. And it's got his license plate in the video.
It's like a 2003 Jeep Cherokee.
No, it's like a fucking Ford Escape, I think.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
it's, but it's large.
It's an early model Ford Escape.
Yeah.
Or late model, rather, so... Or no, early model. Yeah, it's like not. It's probably like a 2004 or something like that.
Yeah,
I guess it's still that boxy style.
Yeah,
yeah. But he's been he's like a violent criminal. There's nothing you can glean from this except for this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
like there's no point in assigning some kind of political value to what he's.
I've
done
seen
here.
Some.
I just don't see why. Why do that?
Yeah, I've seen some half-hearted attempts at
these
that
are the
so
same
far.
Stupid motherfuckers that were mad at all of us. When I say all of us, I mean myself, Evan, and Jared, and a couple other people. For not immediately jumping on the fucking let's defend Rittenhouse thing. Like, everybody's got a right to self-defense. Give me the facts of the case, and then we'll decide. And we received the facts of the case. They were overwhelmingly clear, and then we decided. That's my opinion, or I'm sorry, not in my opinion. In reality, that is the way all of this is supposed to work. Am I right about that?
Right, you can't, like, the masses can't get mad at you for saying, hey, I would like to collect the data before I speak incorrectly on something. And, like, that has to be...
You use a whole lot of words to call yourself a coward.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all I know about this guy is that before that incident, he was involved in a domestic disturbance that police did respond to.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, this proclivity people have to jump on one train or another right at the outset is...
Because you get a dopamine hit from being right.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And it's the thing that they accuse CNN and MSNBC of doing all the time, prejudging people, or the woke mob, or the court of public opinion. And yet when somebody does show the restraint and you don't agree in that case, then you have a problem with it as well. That means you're not looking for a solution. You're just looking to bitch. Because you are a bitch.
Right.
Fuck you.
That just goes back actually to the whole...
Didn't you turn on Rittenhouse, sleeper cell? You're a fucking idiot if you believe that. If you paid any goddamn attention to anything any of us have said, including the people from Black Rifle, by the way, what was said was they don't want to profit off of a tragedy. And to be frank, even though he was well within his right to defend himself, and I'm glad that two of those cunts are dead because they were pieces of shit, that doesn't mean that it hasn't upended his entire life. All of this is fucking sad. This is not a happy ending just because he got off. It's
no, this is
stupid.
A child whose life is completely changed. Like Dan said, like this, I empathize so much about that situation. It's like he can't take any of those moments back.
No, he can't. And he can't take back the fucking last, I don't know, year and 2 months of his life where he thought his life might be over forever.
Right.
Right. So fuck you if you believe that.
It's honestly like it's, yeah, it's fucked up to profit off of tragedy. It's what Alec Baldwin did. Like, it's that situation's like, you know, there's humor to that for sure. But like selling T-shirts, like,
oh, I love
making
the memes.
Fun of it.
The memes
are great, but you don't profit off a meme.
No, I'm not going to. I just don't believe in that.
Right.
I don't,
but when you start selling T-shirts with the memes on it, then you're kind of profiting off a lady's death because you want to dunk on an ex HuffPo blogger.
Yeah. I just, what's the end game there exactly? You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. Unless you plan on being at war forever. And if that's what you want to do, then fucking do it, I guess. But I'm not going to be on that tip. I've been to real war, and I don't feel like doing it for the rest of my goddamn life. Fucking idiots. Anyways, you can all suck my dick, including those of you who like me.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany and I are doing a new show starting soon called Get Fucked, and it's a relationship advice show. You will write in your stupid questions and we will give you stupid answers. It's kind of a double entendre where it's like, we will help you get fucked or you can get fucked.
Right.
Like if you ask a stupid question like, oh, she's not sucking my dick enough. Well, make your dick taste better, bro. Make it taste better. Fucking marinate it a little bit. A brine, perhaps. I don't know. Wash it from time to time or give her a reason to suck your fucking dick.
I like a dick brine. We should actually start selling
dick brine.
Dick
brines. I had a fucking this idea for, and I think somebody actually made it. I was joking about it at the time. It was like 3 years ago, and I think somebody made it, not because they heard it from me. I'm probably just some goober that had the same dumb idea that I did. But it was like a hot tub for your dick and balls.
Oh yeah, that was
where
on.
It's like a ramp.
Yeah,
you put your balls on or whatever, and then your dick sits down in it too, and you just put whatever in there. That would be perfect for a dick brine.
I agree. Yeah. And that is a real thing. You can get a dick jacuzzi, dick and balls jacuzzi.
Yeah. So it's a real thing now. We saw it sometime like maybe a year and a half ago, but I've been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
Just because it's fucking stupid, right? But somebody, that's the world we live in now. that's the world we live in, where people like LeBron James can become a billionaire and still say that there's no justice in this world,
right?
In this country. We live in a world where you can make some off-color comment and all of a sudden there's a product line because of it. It's fucking stupid, but it's an amazing time to be alive.
By the way, can I give a production suggestion for your new show?
Yes.
I would love you to give that advice on the video end of it, the way Alex Monaco and Jim Cramer do it.
I don't know if I can get that excited.
Have you seen Monaco's show? It's just like a Jim Cramer ripoff, and it's fantastic.
It is, yeah. He's Alex Monaco is my favorite person in sports gambling today. Yeah. Like, he does it better than anybody else.
He's incredible.
Yeah. He sure is. It's funny as shit. It is very, I never thought about that, but it is very Jim Cramer-esque.
Oh, it's the exact same thing, and it's amazing. But he has that maybe even more energy than Cramer does.
Well, he's
but,
younger, right?
Yeah.
He's like 27,
I think. I don't want to put anything on Monaco, but like in terms of what he does to get that much energy, but it seems like
He lives in San Diego.
Yeah.
That helps because it's 78 fucking degrees. It's sunny every
day.
Just
happy all the time. I mean? Yeah.
And he's a generally happy guy.
Yeah.
He's told me that he doesn't have a wife or girlfriend. He's just got three TVs in his house.
His soul is full.
Yeah. Perfection.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm showing this to your girlfriend and your wife. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you. This is going to be a short week, by the way. We're going to do an American Party live noon on Wednesday. We got two shows tomorrow and RPR at noon as well. And then Wednesday, we're going to do a couple shows. Tomorrow at 4 p.m., Jared's going to be on the show, 4 p.m. Central. We're going to talk about whatever stupid shit we end up talking about when he's on the show. And then Wednesday, we're going to do American Party. We'll do Drink It Bros show, and we'll do the NFL show. And we technically have two football shows this week. One is tomorrow at 2 p.m. We have Bill Polian, the former general manager of the Buffalo Bills.
So that'd be like the NFL show.
Yeah. Right? We're going to ask him why the fuck he cut Chet Skovland and how the Bills keep losing to shitty teams.
Yeah. I think you answered B with A.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then Wednesday, we got a couple shows as well. We'll do the sports show. We'll pick all the college and NFL games and whatever, and then we're going to be off for the rest of the week. Obviously, we're not doing shows on Thanksgiving and through the weekend, but we'll be back Monday or Sunday night.
Yeah, we'll put some together Sunday night as well. Yeah, we have college, both outside the top 25 and the college basketball show, both going at some point this week as well. It's basically just a real fucking front-loaded week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, I'm not going to miss you. Any of you.
Well, I'll miss you.
That's good. For all of these assholes, I'm me. See you next time.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.